Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You're gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You're gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Families and friends, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I got a question, my God Almighty. When the last time that you gave God a praise, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what your situation may be, I just got to give God a praise and give God thanks. We can get so caught up into our situations, and we can get so caught up into different things that is not, my God Almighty, of him. But I just want to take a few minutes, and we just need to get caught up into him. Is there anybody got a praise all over the world? Where you at, my God, Australia? Where you at, Norway? Where you at, United Kingdom? Are you still fighting? Do you still got a fight inside of you? Or you don't allow the enemy just to wear you out? I just want to talk to somebody, my God Almighty, in spite of what things may look like, despite of what type of information that you might got, despite of what it may seem to be, I just want to celebrate with someone, say, you know what, in spite of, I still got a praise in my soul, I still got a praise in my belly, I still got a fight in my hands, I'm not backing up. I don't made up in my mind that I refuse to back up, I refuse to throw in a towel, I refuse to stop pressing, I refuse to stop pushing. If that's you, I'm telling you right now, I just want somebody to understand that at the end of the day, if I'm not going to get where I'm going to get at, this going to mean war. If I got to fight, I got to fight. If I got to take a stand, I got to take a stand. I just want somebody to just give God a praise, my God. I tell you what, you need to call your nephew, call your mama, call grandma them, call auntie them, and tell auntie them, say, listen, y'all ain't throwing in a towel no more. Friend, you ain't throwing in a towel no more. Loved one, you ain't throwing in a towel no more. Get yourself in prayer. We gonna fight. I just need somebody to understand that I still got a praise inside of me. I give God a praise. I dare you to just go ahead and pray.
I've been in the storm and the rain, but the blood still stays the same. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are on. Days, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means war.
Do you got your hands up? Do you got your hands up? My God, do you got your spiritual hands up? And understand, for the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence taken by force. I want you to be in position not to go into a place to where your peace is not there no more. Your happiness is not there no more. Your joy is not there no more. You need to go into a place where I can stay in peace. I will stay in joy. I will stay in happiness. In spite of what's going through, I just want somebody to just help me to praise God this morning. Do you got a praise all over the world? I just got to give God a praise. Where your praise at? Give God a praise. I got to say yes unto this.
Upon all of you on this morning, all over the world, that refresh.
in your house right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost cultivate your atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that God begin to breathe upon you right now. Stir up their minds. Stir up their spirit. Reignite their fire. In the name of Jesus. I give you the praise, God, because this means.
This means.
This means more.
God, I dare you to give God a praise. Say 30 30 seconds and give God a praise. My God, my God, I'm ready for the Spirit of the Lord to breathe. Let him breathe upon you. Let him breathe in your house. Let him breathe in your dwelling. Let him breathe. Yes. Brother Jackson, you're on. Press 1 on your phone. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let him breathe right now. Many of you have been going through a beatdown in the year of 2017. But you still made it. You still pressed. Even though things could have took you out. But I thank God that you're still here. You still got your prayer. You still got a praise. You still got a worship. But I pray in the Holy Ghost. He continues to shake your spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost. God bless you, Mother.
Oh, shake you, God. Another most that time. He kind of the most that, another most shake on. He kind of the most shake, kind of my son. Hey, glory to God. I don't know about shake, God, this morning. You kind of know about shake. My God. I don't know about shake, they hide out of my sack. And you kind of know about shake. Hey, what about shake, God? And they kind of know about shake. When they call out of my secret about shake, Jesus, he called out of my sack. He called out of my sack. He called out of the breaking of my sack. Oh, the kind of my sack. That's a little shake, God. In the name of the little shake, God. I don't know what.
Go ahead and get your breakthrough. You go ahead and get your
breakthrough. Little shake.
I recognize what
the Lord is doing.
Go ahead, Mother.
I don't know what shake. Little shake.
My God.
In the name of the little shake. In the name of the little shake.
Arise, son, to be shaken by the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's anybody this morning? Is there anybody this morning got to worship? Is there anybody this morning got to worship? Why your worship? Is your worship still alive? Is it still alive? Ask God to shake
you. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, My God, I want to slow my God. Share our Rosi. Share our Yassi. Netar our Rosi. Go to me. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God.
He's the Father of life.
Oh, Shataros.
Everything he's ever done before this morning.
Release upon our spirits. Refresh us. In your word, refresh us in your spirit. We yield, God. Yield. We submit to you, God. But we know that the devil is a liar. Everything that he told us is a lie. So, God, we ask you by the Holy Ghost, help us to sift through the things in our life, the things in our mind. What is a lie of the devil, and what is your will? But we can walk into your will, and we'll let the things of a lie of the devil release out of our life.
I'm alive in me right now. I'm alive.
I dare you, right there in your home, going to work, wherever you listen to us all over the world, I dare you to take a minute. Take a minute. And just take a deep breath. And allow the Spirit of God to rest. Not on the out of you, but rest in the inner you. Let him rest in the inside of you. Let him rest. We will rejoice. I stir your prayer life back up. I stir your prayer life back up. I allow your prayer life to be back on fire. And I rebuke every spirit of discouragement. that trying to discourage me. My God, thank you in the Holy Ghost.
Come alive.
Come alive. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. But I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And I feel that the Spirit of the living God is right now, is refusing to allow some of you to throw in the towel. Some of you don't throw in the towel, ain't ready to throw in the towel. And the Holy Ghost don't throw the towel right back at you. And the Holy Ghost is ready to reject the towel that you're ready to throw in. Because it's your destiny. It is your time. In spite of you being rejected. In spite of you being pushed out. In spite of you didn't have no opportunity. But God says, this is your time. The tower that you threw in, that you want to give up, the Holy Ghost says, I'm throwing it right back at you. Because God says, you can't give up on your vision. You can't give up on your marriage. You can't give up on your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. Come alive, brother. Come alive, sister. Come alive. Come alive. You shall live and not die. Your home shall live. Your life shall live. Your finances shall live. Your peace shall live. Your joy shall live. And you shall live and not die. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. We submit, God. We submit to your presence. We submit to your spirit. For us all say yes. God, we also have a repentant heart. Repentant hearts, God. For all that you have done for us. And at times we get to the point where we allow the adversary to overtake our minds, to overtake our spirits, to overtake our emotions. And we be ready to walk away. We be ready to throw in the towel. But God, we repent on the third dimension. A rebellion to the things of the spirit. Disobedient to the things of the spirit. Bringing insultness to the things of the spirit. So God, take us. Help teach us. Help cultivate us. We rejump ourselves into the Holy Ghost. We submit. Zion submit. Oh, I know you can feel it. Come up, baby. Come up, daughter. I pray that the Holy Ghost take you into a permanent place, a permanent prayer life, a permanent worship, a permanent praise, a permanent exaltation. I pray, Satananas, in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to come down out of the spirit, but some of you need this. My God, some of you need this. Oh, she got me. I command your water in the spirit to be released in the name of Jesus. And every dam that the spirit trying to build up to block, I command it to be set free in the Holy Ghost. Shake us. In the name of Jesus. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, I want you to find somebody today. Find your friend, find your prayer partner. What's on you this morning? I want you to release it on them. I want you to let them know. Your prayer life is not going to go backwards. You're going to continue to go forward. Because God is shaking. He's shaking. He's shaking us again. Yes, Lord. Only you can. Oh, only you can. My God, I want to give you all this, and I want to get off the air. Oh, my God, my Lord, I bless God for each and every one of you, and I bless God for my own wife, and I bless God for Pastor Smith and his companion. My God, even though he's on the weather right now, we keep you lifted up, Pastor Smith, because you're doing an excellent job throughout the world, what you imparted into those. Saints of God, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, when you advance into new realms and new levels in the spirit, when you advance into new places in the spirit, my goodness, a scratching begins to go on in your life. Many of you are feeling a scratch, even with the things that you don't comprehend and that you know, and that's what you thought you learned, and that's what you thought you know in the spirit. It's a scratching don't took place. And it's not for the bad to assault you or put you down. It's for the better. It's a scratching of your life. It's also, it's a scratching of yourself. Every level that you go through in life and every level that you go through in the spirit, a level is a sign of increase. Increase is a sign of expansion. And as you increase and expand, you'll realize, my God Almighty, that the things that you used to do in a small confined space, it was easy to manage with the certain personalities and the certain things that you have, and it become very difficult now. Because why? You got to manage a larger space because you don't advance into another level in the spirit. Now, where you feel as though that your prayer life you used to, what you used to do used to be good and suitable, now you realize that is not enough. That is a sign of increase. That is something good. Sometimes we'll take increase that happened in our life for a place of insulting. Like, I don't been assaulted. My feelings don't been hurt. If God don't scratch you, or you don't begin to be scratched in your life, where it might make you fix yourself, and you have to deal with certain things in your life, because where you at now in a part of your life, it's not, my God, different things. It's not suitable other than where you've been. I feel the Holy Ghost. So God increased, and as he increased, he scratched. He scratched, my God. Now you had enough furniture to furnish a one-bedroom. Now God don't advance you to a five-bedroom in the spirit. Now you have so many empty rooms that need to be filled. Even though you have that one room filled, but you still got three others or four other rooms that has to be filled. So God stretches you. He fills you with a deeper knowledge, a more understanding of his word, stronger revelation. See, we get stuck into a place where we feel as though I know. And what you do, you wrestle against the stretching of God, the increase of God, because we feel as though we know. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's not when you're ready to get certain things in order in your life. It's the levels and it's the timing that God has for you. Because he knows to master, not only to master, to get the benefits on this level that you're on, certain things have to be released from you. Certain things cannot function. I don't said this one time before. A person that used to manage two or three people, and they got a certain style how they manage two and three people, they cannot use that same style or that same method trying to manage 300 people. It's a different thing that has to be taken in place. And it's the same way with the increase of God. When God increases you into new realms, he's not there to insult you about the knowledge that you know. You just got one room filled up, and God said, I'm trying to fill the other rooms up. And if you don't be a student to learn to get it, you're not going to be able to get off of this level. I'm not trying to, my God, you got a couple of things. I understand that you're not where, my God, you used to be. My God, you sure in a whole nother place. You don't straighten some things. You don't did some things. Yes, baby, that's one room. But we still got a whole other room because you're on a whole nother level that we got to get together. We got to get right. We got to get our things that we do together, things that we do right. Where you used to holler and fuss on one level, but your holler and fuss is not working on this level. Where you used to have a strong emotions on one level, where your emotions is not working on this level. So God calls us to stretch him. He calls us stretch him. A scratch in our life, and it makes us to submit to the things that we are very uncomfortable with. Submit to the things and get it right and get it in order. It's a stretching in the spirit done happen. Many of you done advanced into different levels and different places in the spirit, and now God is calling the scratching in your life. A transition done change. A transition done happen in the spirit. Now God is causing you to come into a place to where you got to get some things together. Prayer life that you used to have is like, it seems like it's not good enough because you just been scratched. You just been scratched. My God, and understand this, when a scratch and come on, and when God advances you into other places and other level, that's a good thing. But the thing about it is, we cannot be so much caught up into our ways to where we cannot recognize what God is trying to do. We cannot recognize the positive out of the things that we do because we are so comfortable with the things that we have to where we don't want to let it go. Some things, as we move into another house, some things don't need to come with us to another level or move to another house or move to another apartment. Some things is nothing but clutter. Some things are just broken. We just holding on and all that kind of stuff. Same thing in the spirit. Some things you just got to let go. Some things you got to get rid of. You can't continue to hold on to certain things and go to one level, to the next level, to the next level, and expect something new going to come into your life. It's not going to come into your life, daughter. It's not going to come into your life, sister. You're going to have to make room for the other stuff to come in. And sometimes the old rooms that we have need to be redecorated, repositioned, refurnished. It need to be a new thing to take place. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, this season, don't you fight against the new. Don't you fight against the reposition that God has into your life. I know it's stretching you and then challenging you into, my God Almighty, into your knowledge. It's challenging you into the things of the spirit. It's challenging you into your life. It's challenging you into everything. But baby, that is a good thing because that deals with also position. God is trying to position you to be a winner. So many of you done been kicked down. You done been walked down on this 2017. But I want to let you know that stretching done been gone. A stretching done been gone. And I'm telling you right now, it is time to redecorate your room. Certain friends that you used to have that you know they ain't no good. You got to reposition your furniture in your house. Some furniture need to go side the road, my God Almighty, because why? It ain't doing nothing for my inner house. It ain't doing nothing for the inner me. Certain ways that I have got to go because it's not doing anything for my inner house. It's not doing anything for me. Baby, I'm telling you, if you could yield to the scratching, if you could yield to the things that God is doing, if you could yield to the pulling that God is pulling. If you can yield and let things go, you'll find out that it was a greater blessing waiting for you, and God had it the whole time. So I ask you this morning, my God Almighty, those that listening all over the world, I want you to yield to the scratching. And I know it feels uncomfortable, and I know it's uncomfortable, but at the end of the day, I thank God for it's not been being comfortable, because it lets me know God is trying to do a new thing in me. God is trying to do a blessed thing in me. God is trying to give me something that's going to help me to be a better child, to be a better person, trying to help me to get to where I need to get at. So the stretching has to come, my God Almighty. The position, it has to come, my God Almighty, because He is the Lord and He's increased. I feel the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, yield to discretion. Yield to discretion. I understand, but realize it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because God want to expand you. Yield to the expansion. And understand that what I used to do and how I used to do it, it doesn't work no more. It doesn't work no more. I have to begin to clean some things out if I want to be positioned for the great blessing that God has for me in my life. Brother, sister, husband, wife, as your marriage and relationship increases and it causes a scratching, some of us, we got to stop being nitpicky. Some of us, we got to quit having certain things going on, because the stretching trying to take you there into a better, happy place. A place of understanding, a place of peace, a place of love. We got to get some things under control. I don't know why I'm saying this morning, but we got to make sure we are positioned for God to continue to bless us. The tolerance that one might have when I was on one level, that your wife had when you was on a level, the tolerance that your husband has, he or she might not have that tolerance no more. And it's not because they still ain't the same person. It's because you are on another level, and what used to work doesn't work no more. And where we still trying to go back to that same level and throw the same level into the face, and it hinders your growth. You used to like it. I used to be this way. Now you go. Now you don't got all deep in God. You don't wanna. You act like you don't. No. It's about God don't advance us. And if we wanna keep advancing in God, things in our life have to change. If we wanna be stuck, we can stay the same. So this morning, thanks to God, the question is yours. But you wanna keep a solid into the things of God, or you want to just stay right there where you are, and your life stays in neutral, or you just want to back up and go back? You want to go back? But I ask you this morning that you begin to accept the stretching that is happening in your life. Begin to make changes, because God don't increase you. Don't increase your responsibility. Don't increase you. And once you do that, you begin to feel the rooms. That's where the blessings come in at. You begin to feel the rooms. Decorate your rooms. And God keep expanding. Remember, saints of God, discretion comes into your life. Not for a bad thing, and not to insult you. But it's a blessed thing. And it's a sign of growth. And it's a sign that God is taking you to a place of maturity. But if you never yield to it, and if you never make changes, you're stopping your growth. You're stopping your maturity. And when you do that, you're not able or suitable to get certain blessings in the spirit, because you are not mature enough to handle it. Let's keep a selling into the future. I know you've been stretched. but that's all right. Stretch my learning ability. Pour it to me. Let me know what I was doing wrong and what I'm not doing wrong. Help me for somebody in my life to come in and give me truth, not come and pat me on my back. Scratch us, God. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I thank God for each and every one of you. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And I bless God each and every one of you. And I pray that you be rejuvenated. And you get back into the place to where God is yield, that where you yield to the increase that is in your life. Expansion and increase at one part it does have things to do with things that God does increase your life. But also increase has something to do with too, my God, your expansion. It's your expansion. Expansion of what? Expansion of your arena in the spirit that God is giving you. You're not on to a lower level anymore. You're going up and you're going higher. And as you grow up and as you get higher, certain things is not suitable no more. You have to mature out of it. You have to mature. I got a question. My God, let me turn this down for a little bit. My God, I got a question. Imagine you had a business or you was a business owner. Or imagine in your home, you just need somebody to come in and straighten up on your home. And a person say, I know how to do it. And you're looking at this individual to hire this individual for your place of business or even for your home. They got an awesome resume. They have some excellent credentials. They are adult. Even when you look at them, you can see that that individual is an adult. But the problem that you are struggling with the individual, not their credentials, not if he or she is of age, but the problem that you're having with them, their matureness. They are not mature. Their maturity level is way lower than what they present. I got a question. Would you allow an immature individual to be over all your things, over your assets? Even though you got an individual that has great credential, but they are very immature, will you hire them in your place of business? Or will you have to say, you have it, but you still got some growing up to do? That's where a lot of you are at right now in the spirit. You have a lot of knowledge. You have certain credentials. You got a resume that had been, my God, that you can say where you done been. But God is trying to mature you. It's time, my God, to cut out certain things, to entertain certain things. It's time out for all that. And let God continue to mature you to where you are. Then, watch this. When your maturity level gets to the place where you at in the spirit, now so many opportunities will be brought to you because that's the individual I want on my team. Do you want that individual on your team? My God, I thank God for each and every one of you. Tonight at 7:30, we're going to be right back with our own mother. 7 p.m., I'm sorry, not 7:30, but 7 p.m., we're going to be right back with our own Mother Helen. Let's keep our leaders and keep our members of different ones up in prayer, and let's keep different ones that is going through grieving up in prayer. Let's keep everyone up in prayer, and also let's keep our very own Pastor Smith up in prayer as he battled through certain things, my God Almighty, and I know he's going to come out. He's more than a conqueror. Let's keep everyone up in prayer. My baby, it's time to be shaken. Get out of that place. Many of you don't back up so many times and backed up so much. You don't need to back up anymore. Don't back up no more. It's time. It's time to stay there. Stay there and don't come off of it. God bless you. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. God bless each and every one of you.